You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Gary Lehr Legacy Award, run by Amnesty International, focuses on facilitating our rangatahi to advocate for human rights. Applications for the next round are open currently, so I spoke to Sabrina Manu from Amnesty about their work in the space of empowering youth. I started by asking how the award came about and what its aims are.
Cool. So each year, a young person or group will receive funding to make their human rights vision a reality. We're looking for creativity, positive impact and connection with people, but overall we're looking for young people to lead the way. So Gary Weir was a long-standing Amnesty advocate whose dedication to human rights inspired generations of people across the motu. This award is basically a celebration of Gary's life and a gift from the Weir family to our rangatahi.
What value does Amnesty International see in investing in the youth's passion that they have? What do you think that youth has to offer the space of human rights advocacy?
Young people around the world are showing that they have the knowledge, the vision, the organising skills, the creativity and the determination to be a major part of the transformation of our societies. It's only right that rangatahi have a real say in the move towards a more fair and sustainable world, where everyone, no matter what their background, can live a life of dignity. That's why Amnesty International and the Weir family are providing this opportunity for young people in Aotearoa. We see youth, we hear youth and we believe in youth.
So what other projects is Amnesty working on right now to further that advocacy of young people?
So we love providing space for youth to participate in all of our campaigns, obviously, but a few relevant kaupapa off the top of my head include: one, our global flagship campaign called Protect the Protest, and two, our climate justice work, which both involve passing the mic to young people to share their thoughts, concerns, visions and hopes. Three, we also have our annual Freedom Challenge. This pretty much calls on a rangatahi in Aotearoa to action on a human rights issue that's currently impacting youth. This changes each year, and this year our campaign looked at raising the criminal age of responsibility in Aotearoa, New Zealand, which is only 10 years old, so it's crazy. So that was our main youth-relevant campaign. Four, I'd also love to note that we do have Amnesty clubs running through our unis, so if you are interested in joining, do get in touch.
Incredible. And on that note, is there another opportunity for people listening to apply for the Gary Weir Legacy Award, and how can they do that?
Yeah, it's easy as. So if you're interested in applying, jump onto our website, amnesty.org.nz/award, and there you'll find our application form. Vice versa, you can also head over to our Instagram page at amnesty_NZ and follow the link in bio. So applications close at the end of October, so have a gaze, everyone. I think I'd just love to remind young people, or the young ones listening right now, that your voice is powerful, your knowledge is powerful, and your existence is powerful. So I'd love for you to utilise that power.
That was me speaking with Sabrina Manu from Amnesty International, and next I spoke to a past recipient of the award, Sophie Newton, about the work her group is doing with the grant money. I started by asking how she got involved with the award.
I got involved through one of my friends in the SRG. So one of our group members, Olivia, found this online when we were in high school, so literally in the back of class, instead of doing our global studies work, we would just be working on our application for this. We wanted to find something that we thought was really interesting and unique. And we thought that the money was quite an attractive way to help us achieve what we wanted to achieve.
Amazing. And how long have you been working on your project, and what is it all about?
This is at the end of 2020. We started working on it, and we're almost at the end of our project. So our project is a documentary on human trafficking in New Zealand. We chose this topic specifically because although globally there's a lot of knowledge on human trafficking, it's actually really limited in Aotearoa. One reason is that it simply hasn't been understood to be a problem until quite recently. Like in Aotearoa, there are at least 3,000 people in forced labour and human trafficking, but that just wasn't really understood until very, very recently with our first conviction for modern slavery.
Wow, and you touched on it just then, but can you comment on what your understanding of trafficking in Aotearoa is and how your documentary kind of tackles that topic?
Yeah, so human trafficking can look a few different ways. One way is the exploitation of migrant workers who come here maybe on not a work visa, and they end up getting exploited by an employer, which can lead to a human trafficking situation. It's important to note that there is a big continuum in human trafficking, from one end being a form of exploitation, the other end being human trafficking and modern slavery. And if you want to tackle the human trafficking part of it, you have to understand this whole continuum. In terms of labor trafficking, that's a really common way. But if we want to talk about sex trafficking, that can also look a lot like domestic violence in a lot of ways. Young people or vulnerable people being exploited by adults or people in positions of power in their own lives.
And is there something that you think the public would be surprised to know about the topic, or maybe its prevalence in Aotearoa?
In terms of how we're tackling the issue, even though we are making progress with NBIE creating a plan of action against human trafficking and modern slavery, we're really not addressing the issue as much as we should be. So New Zealand was recently downgraded from Tier 1, so the top tier, to Tier 2, the middle tier, in the US Trafficking in Persons Report, meaning we're not meeting our minimum obligations currently for fighting human trafficking. And I think that would surprise a lot of people to know.
That was me speaking to Sabrina Manu from Amnesty International and Sophie Newton about the Gary Weir Legacy Award, which promotes youth involvement in advocacy for human rights.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.